We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Untangle. I'm Patricia Karpis. Each year, we like to reflect on the top five things we've learned from our wise and inspiring guests. Choosing just five is always a challenge. This year, to say the least, has been unusually hard to navigate and often heartbreaking. So much of the wisdom our guests have shared has been especially supportive. It's invited us to do the best we can to stay steadier and grounded and to learn new ways to care for ourselves and our families. This year has also underscored the importance of cultivating our internal resources. I do hope that as we close out 2020 and look forward to 2021, we're feeling more introspective than isolated. And I hope that we're even feeling a little more connected to what's most meaningful in our lives. We may even have a better sense of what it means to be human, especially when faced with the most unexpected challenges. We frame the top five as questions so we can keep reflecting on these together. We'd love to hear what you've learned this year and what sparked your curiosity. So please send in your thoughts to untangle@choosemuse.com. Here are the 2020 top five from us. Number one, how do we gracefully deal with uncertainty? This has truly been a year of unprecedented change and uncertainty. But the truth, says Diana Winston, head of the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA, is that uncertainty is always a part of our lives. It has just become a whole lot more pronounced this year and has, for better or for worse, invited us to slow down, which can be quite unfamiliar and even unsettling, but also maybe kind of nice. Another positive note, says Emily Fletcher, Ziva meditation teacher, is that many of us have used this year as an opportunity to reflect and reset and to examine what truly matters most in our lives. Number two, how can we become more aware of our implicit and explicit biases? We all have biases that are a product of our families, communities, education, culture. It's how we're wired, says Anu Gupta, scientist, educator, and lawyer who has dedicated his life to understanding the root causes of gender and racial disparities. It's a nuanced yet powerful skill to be able to change the way we see things, to actually change our perspectives, and to hold them with curiosity rather than judgment. We're often not even conscious of the autopilot assumptions we've come to believe. The good news is that we can shift our biases, our perspectives, and even our negative thinking if we're willing. Number three, how do we sit with our most uncomfortable feelings? Hugging the dragon, says the funny and wise Dan Harris, ABC News journalist and author, is a way to notice and release what he calls our internal weather patterns, the ones that trigger our autopilot reactions. The dragon represents our emotions, whether they be anger, frustration, jealousy, or other unpleasant emotions. Hugging the dragon means we hold even our difficult emotions with kindness, friendliness, and warmth. This is an act of self-compassion. Number four, how do we have difficult conversations with each other? Ken Berry, head of the Difficult Conversations Project, says that in order to move from conflict to resolution, we need to prioritize the relationship over being right. We need to drop our egos, see beyond our own stories, and practice deep listening to truly understand the other's point of view. Being vulnerable, he says, can help to build trust in our most important relationships. And speaking of vulnerability, number 5, why is being vulnerable one of the most intimate choices we can make? Zen teacher Koshin Paley Ellison reminds us that vulnerability and intimacy are the keys to real connection. When we soften our emotional barriers, we open up new and more authentic ways to connect with one another. We at Untangle are wishing you much health and happiness in the coming year. We hope that all your connections are meaningful and that you're surrounded by loved ones who help you to flourish and to be your best self despite the unexpected circumstances we all inevitably face. And we wish you love and equanimity. And as such, we chose a meditation to begin the year by Kate Johnson called Love and Equanimity. These are the qualities we wish for you this year.
Equanimity is a form of love. Not romantic love, not brotherly love. It's the love of the heart that is turned towards wisdom, that can see life in all of its ups and downs and doesn't get thrown by the highs and lows, but is able to love anyway. So equanimity is this quality of love that has stability, steadiness, a love that is sure. And cultivating it can help us to access stability and sustainability and resilience as we move through our day and as we work for change. So we'll start this practice just as you are now, sitting or lying down, finding a space where your body can feel comfortable.
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping. Available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.
Closing your eyes, if that's okay. That we're starting to turn from getting our information visually from outside towards the felt experience of our body right now. And so one of the traditional ways of teaching equanimity is to embody equanimity by sitting or standing or even lying down as a mountain. And so starting to embody this mountain-like quality, feeling that your body is connected to the earth deeply and has a wide, firm base. And then imagining that the top of the head, if you're sitting or standing, is tall. Surrounded by clear blue air. With a wide, 360-degree view. Embodying this quality of stability, mountain-like endurance, and from the cool peak of the mountain, a long view, wide view. And so we'll spend the first few moments of this practice connecting with this posture, being as a mountain. And imagining your breath as the wind that circles around this mountain structure. A feeling that the body is grounded. Awareness is spacious. Feeling the breath come and go. Staying steady in the midst of change.
My name's Dwayne Osterlin. I'm host of the Addicted Mind podcast. Are you ready to uncover the science of breaking addiction? Then join me on the Addicted Mind, where compassion meets innovation. We're going to explore real stories of addiction recovery, hear from real experts on science-based treatment, and you'll be able to equip yourself with the tools for lasting change. So whether you're on the road to recovery yourself or walking alongside someone who is, the Addicted Mind podcast is your companion. So check it out. Subscribe on whatever podcast app you're using right now and be part of the conversation that's changing lives.
Now, maintaining this embodiment of equanimity, this quality of love that is stable, steady, sustainable, we'll start to include some phrases to help open the heart into this quality of equanimity. And so the phrases that we'll use sometimes can sound a little cool or detached, but remembering that equanimity is a form of love, seeing if it's possible to imbue these phrases with warmth and with care. The first phrase is, things are just as they are. Things are just as they are. Taking a few moments to repeat this phrase to yourself, reflecting on the current circumstances of your life. Perhaps we love what's happening at the moment, perhaps not. But this phrase is a brave and loving declaration that we're willing to see what's actually happening. Things are just as they are. Repeating a few times to yourself. Things are just as they are. Noticing the body sensations that arise when you contemplate this phrase. The feelings, the other thoughts, and seeing if it's possible to return again and again. This brave and loving truth. Things are just as they are right now. And then the second phrase, may I accept things just as they are. May I accept things just as they are. So it's not that we love them, it's not that we want them to continue necessarily. But that the wise heart of love understands that acceptance and allowing is actually a stage in the path of transformation. Repeating to yourself a few times, may I accept things just as they are. Sometimes in contemplating this phrase, We notice all the places where it's hard to accept, where we feel resistance. So noticing that, allowing it to be there. If you like, perhaps ventilating that experience with a few deep breaths. And then returning. May I accept things just as they are. And then before we close the practice, calling forth the energy and embodiment of the mountain-like quality again, feeling deeply rooted in the earth, head open to the sky. And our full width and full depth of the body. Body breathing, and able to witness the coming and going of breath without holding on. And may this practice help you to cultivate equanimity in the inevitable ups and downs of life as you move towards individual and collective transformation. Thank you for your practice.
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping. Available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.